I have this fantasy that's quite a recent one, actually. My car is really old, and she's not too reliable at the moment. So I've been catching a lot of Ubers, kind of here and there and all over the place. And I sit in the back of these Ubers sometimes, and I think about sexy stuff, all the things you could possibly do. In the back of an Uber, and so I have this fantasy that you and me, we've just been out to some like a concert somewhere, and we had a really good time, just chatting and laughing and having a few drinks and dancing and just being relaxed and kind of like acting a fool. And it was good. It was very enjoyable. And so we get an Uber back to wherever we're going. And we're in the back of this Uber. And we're still like pretty flirty. And we start to just kind of touch each other, like stroking thighs and like arms, and we start kissing, and to start off with, it's slow and kind of sensual, and it just gets just progressively hotter and hotter, and more hands are kind of in the mix, with hands on like stroking breasts and like running up your thigh, or maybe just boldly taking just a big handful of your bulge, and then the driver's in the front, just kind of just like tisking and doing that like that kind of thing that people do when they want to get your attention. But it doesn't stop us, and we keep going because it feels good. And it's kind of like that, you know, when you're at high school and you're just kind of like horny a lot of the time, and you and your boyfriend or girlfriend or whoever go back to your place straight after school, and you've got like a little bit of time just before your parents get home from work. And you lie on the couch, and it's all just like tongues and hands and like grinding and just exploring and just feeling that kind of teenage horniness and just dry humping. Like in the back of the Uber, it's got that kind of feel to it. And so the Uber driver, he's okay with it. He's not chucking us out or anything, so that's a good sign. And now I'm just kind of into it, like the fact that we're in the back of an Uber and there's someone else there that's watching. Just it makes me really hot, and so I unzip your pants and unbutton the button, and just kind of spring your cock free, which is raging hard at this stage, and I just start giving you like a hand job and fondling your balls while we're still kissing, and then I go down on you, and I look your shaft, and I focus on the head, like I just want the head in my mouth, and I don't fuck around, I just go for it and just suck it in and out, and it feels really good, and you're getting into it, and your hips are kind of thrusting up into my mouth, and it just feels good. I want your cock. I want your cock in my pussy. And so I kind of scramble on top of you, and I'm wearing a loose dress, so it just kind of slips up easily. and it's it feels really good. And so I'm sitting like a reverse kind of cowgirl situation, like facing, I'm facing the driver, and I get your cock and I slide it in my pussy, and oh, fucking feels so good. And he just fucked me, he just like pound up into me, and I can see the driver, and he's like got his cock out too, and he's stroking it. And normally I would find this really creepy, but he's saying things like, yeah, take that cock, and yeah, just like give it to her, she likes that, that kind of thing. And so the driver can see my wide open pussy and your big thick cock just sliding in and out of me, and I start stroking my clit as well. And as I'm stroking my clit, I just reach down and I can like just stroke your shaft at the same time, and just squeeze and stroke your balls, and it, just, and I'm sorry. And the driver's stroking his cock and he's just going for it. It's just fucking going nuts. I'm so close to coming. Holy shit. And I just. And the windows are all steamy and just like. I'm just fucking. Straighten ourselves up and get a little bit respectful, and yeah, turns out we've been at our destination for a little bit of time, and so we just get out and we go, well, we say thank you to the driver, and we just get out and we go, and he gives us 4 stars, which is, I don't know what we would have to do to get 5 stars, but yeah, he didn't seem to mind, and I didn't mind, and you didn't mind, judging by your big load of hot gum that's still kind of in my pussy. And yeah, so that's my fucking in the back of an Uber fantasy. I wonder what it would be like for the Uber driver to actually like join in. That would be interesting too. Or what if the Uber driver was a lady? Yeah, there's some potential for that too. Yeah. But anyway, it's enough. It's enough for me. Thank you for listening. See you next time.